ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। देयर इन दिस हॉल एट द एंड वेयर दीज पोर्ट्रेट्स ऑफ सम डीटीज एंड सेंट्स आर देयर, देयर इज द पोर्ट्रेट ऑफ अ ग्रेट सेंट ऑफ मॉडर्न इंडिया, वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट, स्वामी शरणानंद जी महाराज, एंड ऑन दैट पोर्ट्रेट आर रिटन सम ऑफ हिज वर्ड्स। The sayings of great saints carry with them and in them certain spiritual truths in a very condensed form. They are capable to say things in very few words which are said in books, volumes. They are words of deep wisdom. Many saints say certain things which, if we understand them correctly and then follow them only, leaving everything else, we can realize, we can find the truth, we can experience the truth. These are also verses of the same type. I take up the translation of every line and then I will try to explain to you. The body should become manure, ego should become devoid of pride, and heart should be filled with divine love. In this lies the fulfillment of human life. The body should become manure for the world garden. My goodness! These are the words of a realized saint. About Swami Sharanandji Maharaj, there is no doubt he was one of the greatest saints of modern India. One of the greatest saints. Even our Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji, he happened to sit at his feet. So, now he says, the body should become manure for the world garden. As in the garden, the plants grow only when you put the manure. You sow the seed for the plants and then the plants grow. But that the seeds grow, they become plants only when you water them and when you put the fertilizers and if you put certain things in them which are needed. Why he has said this? For the seed to sprout, to germinate and become a plant, the manure or the fertilizer, whatever it is there, the soil, the earth, or the cow dung here, the organic. The point is, this plant comes into existence by the transformation of that manure. The manure gives its life, then another life in the plant gets germinated. One thing gets transformed into another. So, for the world, let this body be used up. Let this body be put in service. The body is not to have the pleasures of senses, because one day it has to go to the cremation ground, to the burial ground. It has to go. Before that, this body is to be used in the service of others, as manure is used in the garden to give birth to seeds in the form of plants. The body is to be used for the world, like that. The body should become manure for the world garden. Ego should become devoid of pride. Ego means I. This I, one cannot completely eliminate it. But the saint says that, well, let the I continue. Take out the pride out of it, pride. You remain simple I am there. Don't say, I am beautiful, I am wise, I am strong, I am rich, I am professor, I am engineer, I am a singer. Eliminate these things, pride. Finish. Simple remain I. In fact, this even I gets reduced to isness, to be. But for practical purposes, there is nothing wrong with the I if the I is not having pride in it. Pride is the problem. Ego should become devoid of pride and heart should be filled with divine love. In this lies the fulfillment of human life. Body to be used for the service of the world as manure is used in the garden. And I-ness, the ego, may stay in the world without having any pride, without taking any credit to itself, without considering oneself special. I am special, nothing. Give it up. And heart should be filled with divine love. Next sentence. Service eats up animosity and creates love. Service eats up animosity. Bad feelings are finished when somebody starts serving somebody. You start serving somebody, bad feelings will go away. So service eats up animosity. Service finishes or eats up the feeling of animosity and gives birth to love. Next sentence, again great thing. In the next sentence, the great saint is saying, what is love? In action as well as in discrimination or wisdom, as also in emotions. He says, love in action is service. Love in action is service. As discrimination or wisdom, it is relinquishment, giving up. There is something he or she wants, you also want, and you love him or her. If you have the love, then you have it. Relinquishment. Love in action is service. As discrimination or wisdom, it is relinquishment, giving up, leaving things. And emotionally, it is lovingness. Emotionally, it is lovingness. Love is lovingness. The last sentence, the very texture of a servant of humanity get transformed into the element of love and intimacy. The very texture of a servant of humanity gets transformed. Actually the words here are sevak ka rom rom priti aur atmityat ki dhatu mein parvit ho jata hai. The words which here in Hindi, these words are carrying the deep sense, it is very difficult to convey in any other language because words have their own history. Words carry the cultural history also in every country, not here only, in every country, cultures differ, the words carry. Sevak means servant of the people or the world. Rom Rom, every hair, every particle of the body. So he's saying every particle of the existence of a servant of humanity gets transformed into the element of lovingness and intimacy, atmiyata. It is difficult to translate atmiyata. You feel your closeness to the whole world, to everybody. You are one, your oneness. Oneness probably will be better. Oneness. Yes, oneness. No, not intimacy. Because again you will give the, I am very intimate to him or her. That is the whole problem. That is not the meaning here. the element of love and oneness. Oneness with the whole humanity. There does not remain that feeling of separateness. The very texture, it can also be said, every cell of the existence of a servant of humanity. Every cell of the existence, not only body existence, every cell of the existence of a servant of humanity gets transformed into the element of love and oneness.